With all the exciting things happening around St. Pete this summer, I was thrilled to be invited to the inaugural Spa Invitational benefiting the St. Pete Free Clinic held at the Don Cesar this past weekend. The Spa Invitational is a spoof on the traditional 18-hole golf tournament, the course in this case being the Don Cesar. Players teed off at 8 a.m. with robes and goodie bags while networking at the posh continental breakfast being served. Patron foursomes played non-traditional holes throughout the hotel, offering experiences like painting and dance classes, in addition to luxurious treatments at the Don's Oceana Spa. Local businesses presented Shopportunity pop-up shops at the entrance to the Grand Ballroom, where luncheon was served and where the amazing silent auction tables loaded with jewelry, baskets, spa and wellness services, and much more, were set up for viewing and bidding. The day wrapped up with cocktail hour, serving signature cocktails along with champagne, of course, and frozen drinks while soaking in the Don's breathtaking sandy beach in view of the bay, amidst the many great conversations and sharing of the day's experiences. Sherry McGee, founder of the Spa International, shared a bit more detail with me.
I would say the Spa Invitational started almost 20 years ago. It started with an idea. I was walking into my business and all of the men were golfing. And I said, "Are you kidding me? Where is everyone?" And they said they were out. And when the CFO came back in, I said, "For every dollar you all spend on golf, I'm taking my clients to the spa." And he laughed at me and said, "Well, we have tournaments that we can go to." At the time, I was having to commute for work to Jacksonville, which is about 2 hours away. And I started thinking and dreamstorming, well, we could do a tournament. We could do a spa tournament. And we would have foursomes and we can have holes. And so that's really where it started. It wasn't until some amazing women who heard my idea finally said, "Sherry, it's time to get this done. Quit talking about it." So it was 7 years later that we hosted the first event in 2011 in Central Florida. And so I could not have been more delighted and really flattered to see after our 10th year, Orlando Health, who's now the parent company for Bayfront, who asked me, "Would you come and do this in St. Pete? We have an amazing charity." Already being busy, I was a little bit skeptical, but I was excited to think about doing it different. And so came to St. Pete and met everyone at the free clinic and was just so amazed about the type of work that they do. When I was there, it was during COVID, and so to see not only people get access to high quality medical care at a time that was very difficult to get to, but to see, I mean, literally I would see families with their cars pulling in and the volunteers at the St. Pete Free Clinic loading them up with food. And it was very impactful and I was very inspired. So I knew we were gonna do it, I just didn't know where. So finding what I call a championship course to host an event like this, with 144 women walking through 18 holes throughout an entire resort, requires more than just a vendor. It really requires a partner. I always say in Orlando, we have at our partner venue, we do spray tans in their penthouses. And so that really requires a different level of commitment. So when we were walking through the different properties, we looked at four. I said to the person who was with me, Alicia, I said, "We have to look for someone who's got a sparkle in their eye for this. Because if they just try to charge us full price, it's never gonna work. We'll never make money at it and it's not gonna be successful." So we walked into the Don Cesar. First of all, it's the Don Cesar, so of course it was the top of our list. But when I spoke with the meeting planners at the time, and as I talked to every level of leadership, you could tell that they understood. And that they understood it is a gap. It is a gap we have in our communities right now, in our business communities. For professional women, there's not a lot we can do to entertain. We can, you know, men go to golf tournaments and basketball games and they have all these extended periods of time. But for many women, you know, we can go to lunch or we can go to long lunch. So there really just wasn't a lot. So I think it's the combination of the two. Something really magical when you get women together happens, and when you can have this in this extended networking time and bonding time, it's really It's fantastic.
Presenting sponsor Bayfront Healthcare's Community Relations Manager, Barry Becker, had some great things to say about the event and Bayfront.
Bayfront, you know, when you think about St. Pete, Bayfront is just synonymous with it. We're over 100 years old. We've grown up with the city, and we're the only level two trauma center in Pinellas County. Other than the trauma work that we do with our ER, we have a big focus on women's health that's coming. We have Bayfront Baby Place, where I don't know about you, but I was born at Baby Place. My mom was actually born at Bayfront when it was Mound Park Hospital. So we've always had a focus on women's health. And when we heard about this event, we were so excited to get on board. We wanted to support efforts around women's health. It's so important. One of the things that we're doing today is teaching people about the MIND diet, or that lifestyle of eating, which is focused on a Mediterranean lifestyle or way of eating. And the other piece that we're doing today is a bit of pelvic floor health education and pelvic floor therapy, which is also very important. So we love the St. Pete Free Clinic. We love what they do. They're another institution that is synonymous with St. Pete. They really take care of the community. So it's our pleasure to be here today and to fund this effort to support them.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And you focused on some unique things that you can share. In addition, I saw some of the gifts you were giving away and just making the whole spa part of this event so much more fun, with the robes and the gift bags and that sort of thing. So you really have done a great job, and appreciate you being here. And as this is the first spa invitational, we're hoping that next year it'll be even bigger and better.
I know it will be, and I hope that people will join us. You know, this event is something that actually takes place in Orlando, and Orlando Health, which owns Bayfront Health, they are, for the last 10 years, they've been the presenting sponsor of the Orlando version of this event, and I had the pleasure of getting to attend it this year to do a little bit of research in advance of this one, and you know, let me tell you, this will only get bigger and better from here. I know it. So I hope that more people next year will join us, and we definitely will be here. We'll be back.
That's great. Is there any way that people can, so you have a website where people want to hear more about Bayfront Health in general?
Please, yes. If you look, I believe it's BayfrontSt.Pete.com, or it's BayfrontHealth.com, but either way, it will take you to the right place that you need to go. And you can learn all about, first thing that I would do is click on the media tab and our press releases, because we're always, we're growing like crazy. We're always announcing new acquisitions and new awards and around our healthcare quality and all of that. So that's where I would start. And we'd love if you followed us on social media. And it really is our pleasure to take care of the community. And we're just really happy to be part of it.
The iconic Don Cesar is opulent and bursting with history and elegance around every corner. Casey Bussell, Director of Events at the Don Cesar, tells us about the event partnership and shared interesting details about the hotel itself.
We actually, here at the Don Cesar, we're celebrating our 95th anniversary. We opened in 1928, started as a hotel playground for the rich and famous, people to come relax and hang out. And we've had many, many celebrities over the years, presidents. We've had a whole host of people come throughout the property. We have a wonderful history wall downstairs that dictates all of the people that have visited us. We also are home for spring training for the Yankees players. They come here and they hang out at the Don Cesar, but we're a big partnership with our community, so we do a lot of events here within the community, being a historical icon here. So it's always been known as the Pink Palace. It was actually named after an opera called Maritana, which is our restaurant, and the lead character of the opera was named Don Cesar. And so the whole building of the hotel is a love story. We do a lot of lovely events and lovely weddings here to tie into that love story. So it's just been an icon in St. Pete Beach for almost 100 years.
How did you decide to host this inaugural spa invitational for the St. Pete Free Clinic?
So Jennifer and Alicia from St. Pete free clinic came to us, and they thought that if we were going to do an event like this, we had the perfect location, the perfect spa, and just the beauty of St. Pete Beach to do this type of event here, because it's been done for 10 years in Orlando. And they thought if they were going to bring it over to the Bay, we might as well do it with a bang and do it somewhere that people we know loved coming here. And we have the spectacular spa to tie in with that. So they came out and met with myself. They met with our spa director, Milan, to look at the logistics and see how it would work. We know that a lot of people in our community love coming here for events, so we thought it would just be a really good partnership. Our hotel itself, as our general manager, Barbara, will say, is we serve from the heart. So we love to serve our community, and we thought this would be a great opportunity to do that.
You know, I was speaking to many sponsors to be, and in the short term that I've spoken with quite a number of them, they love the fact that this was being held at the Don Cesar, and their only drawback was, if we're going to do this at the Don Cesar, I want to make sure my marketing's on point. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I have people out there, you know, the whole nine yards. So very excited. And the time frame was just too much short of a window. So I know that when this inaugural one,
yes,
is a home run, and we plan for next year, it's going to be even bigger and better.
Absolutely.
Than ever. So. Well, listen, thank you for your time. Thank you so much. And always a pleasure being here. The St. Pete Free Clinic is one of the most incredible causes worthy of support. You'll understand this as Jen Yeagley, CEO of the St. Pete Free Clinic, provides some insight.
We are so excited to be here today at the Don Cesar as the beneficiary of this first ever spa invitational here in the Tampa Bay region, and specifically in St. Pete. So St. Pete Free Clinic provides nutritious food, healthcare, no-cost prescriptions, recovery housing, and community navigation for our neighbors in need all throughout Pinellas County. Pre-COVID, in our food pantry, our We Help Fresh Pantry, we had one location and we served about 6,000 people in need every single month. And when COVID happened, those numbers absolutely exploded. And here, in the aftermath of the pandemic, with record high inflation, we're seeing our numbers doubling from what we were doing during the pandemic. So what that looks like in our We Help Fresh Pantry, for example, is that we're now serving consistently over 30,000 people every month across three locations, if you can imagine.
That's amazing.
And the families that we're serving, not just in our fresh pantry, but also our other food partners to whom we deliver food through the Jared S. Hetchkoff Community Food Bank, the individuals for whom we provide health care in our health center, the people who come to us for dental care in our dental center, and those who seek our support through housing. Those numbers are just increasing more and more and more because there are so many families in need. A lot of the folks who come to us are part of what we call the ALICE population. And what that stands for is individuals who are asset limited, income constrained, and employed. So they have jobs, they are earning income, but because everything is so expensive, they just can't quite make ends meet. And that's where the free clinic comes in. People can rely on us for their groceries every single month. They can come to us and make sure they get no-cost, quality primary and specialty health care, and importantly, expensive medications like insulin at absolutely no cost to them. So we are an absolute lifesaver to thousands and thousands of our Pinellas County neighbors every single month.
I was totally blown away at the holistic approach and the expansive reach that you have. Because it's not just homeless people, it's people in need, it's families, it's women who are on their own, single moms, and you guys also offer dental. If anyone's struggling financially, and even those that are, you know, are on a budget, one of the last things you think about is, you know, getting dental work done. It's not a priority. So the fact that you guys have this holistic approach is really phenomenal. I don't know of another organization that is as far reaching and that does so much. And all of the proceeds here today are going to support that, the St. Pete Free Clinic, and it should be phenomenal. We're planning on doing this yearly now. And tell us a little bit about how you can support the clinic or even find more and donate in other ways.
Absolutely. Well, the best place to learn more about what we do, just as an entry point, is on our website, which is at thespfc.org. So THESPFC, as in St. Pete Free Clinic, .org, or you can follow us on social media. A lot of people check in with us on Facebook to learn about our events and different opportunities for volunteering. So that is the best place to start. We can always use volunteers across all of our programs. We're always in need of individuals to help out in our Fresh Pantry locations, both our indoor choice location and our two drive-throughs. We are always looking for providers in our dental and health centers and folks to help with different things in our residential programs. So definitely check out our website for more information there. Individuals and families can also help with our We Care community support programs, where you can also find information on our website about how to hold drives, whether it's a food drive or a drive putting together move-out kits for people exiting our residences successfully, where you can put together baskets for those going into their own apartments or houses for the first time in a long time. And they may need things like shower curtains or a coffee maker or towels, critical things that you can't set up a house without. So again, more information about that on our website. And importantly, we are able to serve as many people as we do every month only through the generosity of our incredible donors. We rely on community support to keep the wheels turning, so to speak, every single day. You can learn more about donating also on our website, or again, check in with us on social media. Any amount is helpful. We're in the middle of our summer fundraising campaign right now, even though it's the end of summer, though in Florida it feels like summer through December. So, you know, we're timely. But certainly, donate online.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So anyone that's looking to be part of the community or to give or to support any of those less fortunate, if you go to the website, there's so many different things. There's a plethora of things that you can do. So there's no reason not to hop on the website and see maybe there's something that you can do to support the community. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. It's a great event. I can't wait to see what the tally is after all is said and done. Some of the local businesses are here supporting this, and a number of people just coming to enjoy the spa invitational foursome, this little riff on golf. Who doesn't love that?
It's not, and who doesn't golf. Love a day at the spa?
And a day at the Don Cesar spa.
That's right.
Spa. It's support, not just any spa.
That's right, and supporting a great cause. So
absolutely,
we're so grateful to all of the supporters of the event, everybody who purchased a foursome, and everybody who came together to make this such a great success. We're grateful, and thank you.
So be on the lookout for next year's Spa Invitational at the Don Cesar, and be sure to visit all of the sites we referenced here today. There's always an opportunity to support the St. Pete Free Clinic and the phenomenal work they do for our community and all of Pinellas County.